John, are you there?
I am there. I'm here.
Good morning to you, sir. Hey,
good morning.
I know you are working with the task force this morning, sort of in real time, at the tent camp encampment under I-110. Can you kind of set the scene for us? What's going on there this morning?
Right now, there are probably about 60 men and women that are in line. They're waiting for breakfast here at Loaves of Fish. They're serving a hot breakfast. We have about 72 tents. At the scene, they're spread out sporadically. We have been joined by Lawrence Powell, the community outreach for the mayor, along with Chief Randall is here on the scene, as well as Connie Bookman. So right now, the guys and gals are cordial. They're in line. They're waiting. We just talked to them about what's going to happen over the next couple of months. We discussed with them intensifying services. We talked about a greater law enforcement presence to ensure the safety and welfare of those that are here, that everybody is behaving, cordially, and that any kind of riffraff will be dealt with by law enforcement. So no drugs and no fighting, not doing any of that.
Well, and obviously, you know, kind of something important for our community, this tent city sort of has sprung up over the last 6 months. And you and I were talking a little bit yesterday off the air. Talk about some of the causes. Like, how did this come to be?
So one of the major causes, obviously, is COVID. So some of our shelters had to go to either half capacity or they completely closed due to the impact of staff, as well as the spread of the virus. And so some of the shelters are starting to recover because of, the insurgence of the CARES funding. But our way back has been kind of slow because we want to proceed with caution. And now that this Delta variant is out, and there is a slow process of getting vaccinated. We're just proceeding cautiously.
Let's talk solutions. Where do we go from here, and how do we mitigate this homeless camp?
Okay. And so what we're doing is we're trying to engage landlords, second chance landlords, property owners, anyone that is interested in renting, in allowing us to rent rooming houses. We're trying to uncover every kind of housing opportunity that we can. Residential services, anything that we can do to move these men and women off the streets. And I can tell you that part of the funding from the CARES Act, it allows landlord incentives, to help mitigate some of their costs, to add additional funding so that when they take a risk on helping someone out, we've got some financial dollars there that will help. And so a landlord incentive would be, two times the deposit plus the first month's rent. We also have eligible sign-on bonuses for landlords and property managers. So those are just one of the strategies that we're trying to do, which we want to try to get some of the homeless that have families that will receive them, even if it's in another state, another community. We'll help move them there, provided they have permanent housing, because I don't believe in moving one homeless person from our community to somewhere else. So we want to just make sure a job is lined up, and that they'll be received. So those are some of the tactical things that we're trying to do for right now.
John Johnson is the executive director of Opening Doors Northwest Florida, joining me on News Radio 92.3 this morning. Let's talk, John, about some ways that people can help. I mean, we are a community of helpers, and I feel like this is probably one of those communities that just pulls itself up on the regular. How does somebody jump in and participate in the solution?
Okay, so they can donate to our organization. So there's a couple of meaningful ways to help. We can benefit from expert volunteers. We can use volunteers If you don't have money and you want to volunteer, we can use volunteers. We can use your treasure. So if you've got, we even have folks looking for land spots in the community where we can maybe pull up, you know, some of these tiny homes. And so if you wanted to donate financial resources, pick a nonprofit that provides meals, like Loaves and Fish provides meals, Waterfront, REAP, 90 Works, even our organization. And pick one of those if you want to donate funds, because they are part of the solution here under the Hollis Williams Bridge to help these men and women out.
Once again, John Johnson is the executive director from Opening Doors, and the website is openingdoorsnwfl.org, which is a great way to get some resources as well. I almost cut you off there, John. We're about to jump to traffic on the fives, but what I didn't want to leave you hanging.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
I said I didn't mean to cut you off there. As we're about to jump to traffic on the fives, I just quickly wanted to make sure you had an opportunity to jump in there at the end.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to talk to your audience. I appreciate your time.